MTA police just wrapped up a 24-hour crackdown on toll violators, and the numbers were staggering.
MTA Bridges and Tunnels President Dan DeCrescenzo joins us on WCBS. Good to talk with you. So tell us, how many vehicles did you catch, and how much do they owe in back tolls?
Well, in a 24-hour period, a couple of days ago, at the Bronx Whitestone Bridge, we pulled over about 28 persistent toll violators and took their vehicles, and the rest of the authority picked up another four. So we had 32 vehicles in a 24-hour period, which was a record, and they owed about $900,000 in tolls and fees.
How do you catch these people? How does it work?
Well, you really got to try to be a persistent toll violator. So it's a person that receives a toll bill. So it's not an E-ZPass customer. They receive a toll bill when they go underneath our gantries at our seven bridges and two tunnels, and they don't pay their bill. So there's a series of fees that are associated with it, there's time that's associated with it, and at some point they become a persistent toll violator, and we suspend their New York State registration through the Department of Motor Vehicles, and if they still don't pay, then they go into our license plate readers for our officers out there at our facilities, and yesterday was a banner day.
You mentioned 28 of the 32 violators were caught at the Whitestone Bridge. What is it about the Whitestone Bridge?
It's actually a good police thing. We look at the metrics. We put our people, we try to get the biggest bang for our buck, pardon the pun. Put our people where we're seeing the persistent toll violators crossing at certain times. And a matter of fact, that day in a four-hour period, we interdicted or towed 18 of the 28 cars just in 4 hours.
Oh, wow. So this is a huge headache. This isn't just fines and having to pay back the tolls. This is loss of registration, car seized, the whole deal.
Yeah, yes. It's their registration is suspended in the state of New York for being a persistent toll violator. So basically that vehicle is not supposed to be on the road. So any law enforcement entity can pull them over for a suspended registration. But these people, because they didn't give us the toll money and their registration is suspended, they go into our license plate readers. And if we catch them on our facilities, you're right, we take their vehicle. And they're going to have to pay the toll back to get that vehicle back on the road.
I know you don't want to give away all the scofflaw's secrets, but how are they avoiding paying their tolls?
It's pretty simple, really. And again, it's hard to do, but it's simple. They get a bill, and they don't pay their bill. So it's like getting a cable bill or a water bill and ignoring it. And when you ignore it, you receive a second bill with a fee attached to it. You receive a third bill with a higher fee. And if you do this, if you cross our facilities three times without paying the toll, you become a persistent toll violator. And at some point, you then go to Department of Motor Vehicles, which they suspend your registration. You get a letter for that. And if you still don't pay your tolls, then you're able to be interdicted at our facilities.
The toll cheats that you catch, presumably they've been doing this for months or years before you finally catch them. What's their reaction when you catch them?
That's a great question. Matter of fact, a couple of days ago, some of the persistent toll violators at the Whitestone Bridge actually had the bills, our toll bills, in their glove compartment when we pulled them over. So it wasn't a surprise to most of them.
All right. MTA Bridges and Tunnels President Dan DeCrescenzo, thank you for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.